how does this scam work? I understand that some people have gotten packages delivered to their homes and laid on their porches, and then they don't know where they came from.
Correct. So the reports that we have received, individuals have received a package at their residence, and the package has their address on it, it has their name on it, but it was something the resident did not order. Shortly afterwards, an individual shows up and says, oh, you got my package by mistake. I got an alert. My package was mailed. They sent it to the wrong place. They give the individual who showed up at the door the package. And then after that individual leaves, they realize that they have been billed for the items that were in the package.
How are the scammers getting the people's information? Is there any way to know that?
So that is part of the ongoing investigation. So the people that are ordering these packages have enough of the residents' information that they're able to place these orders, but we are still piecing together where they are getting that information from.
Are these people actually stuck with a bill? Do they have to pay that bill?
So they have had to get in contact with the company that sent the package and explain what had happened. So it's an identity deception piece as well as this unordered package piece. So as you can imagine, that is an inconvenience to the people that did not order these packages, and now they're trying to have to prove that they did not order them and that they should not have to be on the hook for this bill. And I do understand, haven't specified what company it has been from, but I do understand that that company is working with these individuals once they relay the information that they did not order the package and it was unauthorized.
And of course, if this happens to somebody, they should call the police.
So what we're trying to get people to do first, yes, we do want to have people contact us if they get a package that is addressed to them at their address that they didn't order, but we're encouraging them to contact the sender first. Sometimes there are errors, especially with larger companies. We're encouraging people to contact the sender first to see if it was mailed to the resident in error. If it was not, to make sure that the resident checks their account balances as well as makes some kind of arrangement with the sender to either return it or follow their protocol, and then to call us if someone shows up to try and claim that unordered package so that we can have that piece for our ongoing investigation.
Sure. And if it's happening in Elkhart, I'm assuming that it's safe to say it's probably happening in other places.
We have not heard specifically that it is happening in other places in Michiana, but as you mentioned, frequently with scams, they kind of go in cycles. So it is safe to say there probably are people trying this in other areas of the country and maybe in other areas in your listening realm. But we have not heard specifically anybody else approach us and say this is happening in our jurisdiction as well.